Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Scott Capurro is joining us now. Scott, you were on fire Saturday night, one of the best shows I've ever seen you do.
Oh, that's so nice of you. Thank you.
Really good show.
That's because I did 52 minutes. You were in and out, right?
Yep. 52 minutes, is that what it was? I have to say, I wasn't even done with you yet.
Oh,
I was
right.
Surprised when you ended it, because I usually settle in for the hour and a half.
Yeah.
Extravaganza.
It went by fast for me, too.
Way to put her in the greeter seat, though.
Oh,
that was
way to
brilliant.
Sit me,
you know,
right there.
We realized that
in
later.
The aisle where everyone who entered or exited the room had
nicely done.
Yeah, but no one knows who you are, thank God, right?
You're,
no one knows.
No one in
there
that audience knows who she is.
And not only do they know who I am, they got to talk
really
to Berkeley. My brother, my husband.
My sister.
No one could get in or out of the place.
My sister's meant to sit in your seat, and then we realized it would look like John and my sister were married, which would be weird. And you were going to sit behind her with one of your kids. Originally, the entrance was the other side of the room near the stage, but we closed that and made the entrance in that double door after we'd already. I know. Mark and I thought later. But we didn't know where to put you, so you could get out right after the show because we knew you'd want to bolt.
Well, I did after having greeted every single person in there.
Well, you did a really nice job,
and everybody who went back for drinks got to go by her again.
Every time anybody went to the bathroom or entered or exited the room,
you know what?
I had to move
my legs. Way to super serve your audience.
You're welcome.
Super
serve. Also, okay, you know what? Now you know how I feel when I'm out there in the front lines for you guys, doing all the stuff I do.
Oh,
right?
My God.
Like tonight in Martinez or on the weekend or whatever. I'm out there spreading the word of Alice.
You poor thing.
Meeting and greeting. Now you know how I feel. You have to work for your money, Sarah. That's how it feels to work.
Oh,
isn't
so
that
you paid her after that gig.
Well,
I'm still waiting on my check.
I'm
giving
her a cut.
Yes. Well, you got a drink, didn't you? Didn't I buy you a drink?
Paid for a drink.
I meant to buy you a salad. Anyway,
wow.
Well, no, she's drink anymore. I'll buy you.
She drinks
drink
a lot.
Oh, God. Well, I had a couple of lines of chocolate. Anyway, so next time, I'll buy you a nice little sourdough.
Don't worry about it. Listen, won't be a next time.
No, we felt, Mark and I later.
Don't at all. I'm really just, it was kind of hilarious.
We didn't expect the stage. The guy who owns the club, Munter, who's great.
I believe he moved
the stage. He set up the room himself. And then Mark tried to arrange it. And we were like, we're going to have them enter. You know, it was a new first time I've ever done a show there. And I was anxious because, as you know, as I mentioned in the show briefly, I kind of grew up in that hotel at the Alvarado Inn. My mommy stayed there a lot.
Before it was in Marin, it was the Alvarado Inn.
And we spent almost every weekend there when we lived in Daly City because it was so warm. And that's why we moved to Nevada.
It was cold in Daly City, so they would go
foggy
up to...
Foggy and damp.
They would go up to the Alvarado Inn
it is,
and
yeah.
hang out by the pool while mom tried to hook up with a new husband.
While she drank, she'd leave us by the pool or in our room, in the cinder block rooms with our babysitter, Gary, who was mildly crippled, but sweet and had a mustache. And I had a crush on him. Anyway, so she'd go in the bar, or my grandmother would go with her and use my mom as bait to get men. So that's one of my memories. And I learned to swim in that pool, too, and then the jacuzzi. They didn't have the jacuzzi then, or else I would have met married men when I was...
So wait, you
nine.
Left every weekend to go to this
We did. My mom
hotel.
Is asthmatic, and she could breathe better. That's why we moved to Novato, down the street from that place eventually. And then even I used to hang out near there, like on my bike. I'd ride down to the Alvarado Inn and go to that market nearby. My sister used to win groceries there because she'd enter the raffle. It was great. That whole area is like my old hood. So it was very emotional. My sister was there. And I
love your sister.
She's great. And so I didn't have time
and
to...
And that was the first time I met Olivia.
Oh, isn't she
niece.
Sweet?
Yeah.
Oh,
very sweet.
She's so
nice
great.
Girl.
Yeah. Yeah, it was fun to hang out with my sister after. Yeah. She would like to talk to you more, but you guys ran for your car.
I would have liked to have, too, but I was
ran
like,
for
okay,
your car.
I got to get out of
you're
here.
You're afraid of your fans.
I'm not.
You?
I just felt like I had met every single one of them already, so what was there to stay for?
Well, there's a bit of chat after next time. We'll you know, I know, Sarah, that social skills are tough for you.
They
like
are
eye
tough
to eye.
For me.
So next
I know.
Time.
I do feel, I do get anxiety.
Well, next time I'll arrange a set of questions for you to have in hand, just so you know what to say and how to behave around those people. It's easier for you to have boundaries and limits, I know. So you like small rooms. Actually, we could have put you in the small room near the fireplace. You could have sat and just had guests walk by, like at a wedding. Wouldn't that have been that? We'll do that next time.
It'll no. It was we were very receiving line.
Yeah.
The way we were set up, I mean,
terrible.
We were.
Oh,
great
yes.
job.
I was so proud of myself to have it all set up for you. And then,
it was lovely, actually. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm giving you crap.
If you notice, when you walked in, Mark was near the front exit, the front entrance door.
Yes.
Yeah, that's how we had it arranged.
She's just giving, she doesn't mean it at all.
It was fun. It was a fun night.
It was
night.
A great show.
And I was glad to have you out of there by 9:30 and in your car and on the way home.
Yes, we were home by 10 p.m.
Yeah,
it
was great.
Oh,
I'm glad you liked it, though. Yeah. I was trying some new stuff about my family. And
it was great.
Okay.
It was a really solid set. You had some of my old favorites
with
old a
favorites
new spin.
Oh,
and you did go dark a little, though, in the
yeah,
middle.
Yeah.
He went a little bit like the whole. We were with him, you
was
know,
this
the
my dead mom bit?
No.
Oh.
More about my a relative in my family.
His dad.
Oh.
And my great uncle.
And just, you know, how difficult it is to navigate the whole legacy versus inheritance thing.
Yeah.
Oh.
Know? Yeah, I talked about that one.
You just talked about
yeah.
that.
A little bit.
And the
yeah,
place
yeah.
went quiet. Like, we're all listening, like, is he going to cry? I actually did think, but it was only for, I would say, 2.5
yeah,
minutes.
Just a couple minutes.
And then he hit you with a zinger, and we're all back. Yay! He didn't get on a well.
Well, you know,
and it was far enough into the show that I thought, well, I have laughed so hard, I actually needed a break from laughing.
Oh, good. I'm glad. So I gave you that break.
The timing was perfect.
A little rest,
yeah.
a little nap time before
right.
the end.
Way to just
well,
have
a friend of mine who in the palm of my
right, I mean,
grizzled arthritic hand.
Yeah.
No, you know, I work for a friend of mine in London a lot, a good friend of ours who runs a comedy club, and he told me recently that I was relentless on stage. And I said, what do you mean? He said, well, you hit them hard for 20 minutes. And anyway, then he had cancer. Now he knows what the word relentless really means. But anyway, it offended me at the time. It bothered me. Mm. But then I thought about it. And Edson gives me a lot of notes because he sees a lot of my stand-up running a comedy.
Well, you are very rapid fire. And while I'm laughing, you're saying the actual joke. Like, sometimes it's really,
yeah,
you don't leave
which
a lot
I feel
of
like
room
is my
for
job, especially when I'm on the road and the audience doesn't know who I am. But here, and I think in a longer show, I feel like I can chat a bit. And I've been seeing a lot of comics on Netflix and going and seeing my friends live in London and listening to a lot of podcasts. And there's a lot of chat going on out there. And people like it.
Yeah.
And so when I was doing open mic nights in London. Yeah. And I think the audience likes to know a little bit more about you. They laugh more at the punchlines if they know more about the setup. So these open mics I've been doing in London, I've just been like telling stories and people really, really respond to it. I mean, they do have a
look at the old dog learning a new trick.
Well, I want to refresh my set a bit and I want to be interested in what I'm talking about. And I do have a classical training history.
You got to work on
theater.
That dark part.
Yes, I'll work on the dark part. I'll find the jokes, but I've got to tell it first.
Yeah. I mean, the part where you almost started crying, not funny. I felt so. I was like, oh, I want to go hug him.
Good.
Yeah.
How about a little hug for me every once in a while? How about that?
Well, I'm paid
well,
to
that'd
see
be
you
nice.
Make me laugh.
All right,
reaction
the
from your audience other than the walking them or
yes.
trying to make them flip you off.
I yes.
mean, that's not an ideal response
or
from your audience,
yes.
right, when they're like
brawling.
Looking at you. From a couple feet away
well,
going,
yes, exactly. And last week in Britain, I was playing clubs, and the venue I was staying in was the club. So I was staying upstairs two nights in Dorset, down where they invented, I called you from there, where they invented surfing. And I was staying upstairs in two different rooms. And I was like, oh, my God, I've got to be nice because these people, they can just walk upstairs and
get you
beat the hell out of me. Yeah, so it was interesting. Wow. I was doing hour-long sets
corpse.
There. Yeah. So... interesting, you know, you hang out with your audience after. It's better if they like you when you hang out with them as opposed to the other thing, which I'm more accustomed to. I mean, I always think that my job is to, you know, just make them laugh as much as I can. And that's good.
Yeah.
But it's also, when you see, I see a lot of stuff.
Well, you want to connect with people.
You do a little
that's
bit.
That's right. They care more about you. Like, oh, that guy was funny. Move on with their lives. That guy touched me. I related to that. I connected with him, and he was funny.
It also feels like younger audiences are more
We're looking for more.
Well, I think they hear a punchline, 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 and it sounds old-fashioned to them. It sounds like their uncle at a wedding, and they're like, "This, I don't know anything about who this person, you know." I think that they like to kind of feel more invited in. Mm. Anyway, I'm just...
Put down your walls. Tear down the
walls. Yeah, tear the walls down. Mm. I got, and speaking of getting old, I got this in the mail from CBS, a special event for retirees. I'm on your mailing list now as a retiring person.
We don't
work
for CBS anymore.
Oh, right. Well, anyway, whenever you did, I'm on their mailing list.
For what it's worth, if I could.
Yes.
I like the rapid fire delivery.
Right.
I think that if you're, even if some jokes miss people, as soon as they can catch their breath, there's another line waiting for them.
Mm.
That's one of the beauties of seeing a Scott Capurro show is you're so fast that there's not a minute that does, like if you can possibly keep from laughing out loud, you'll hear the whole thing and be
right.
Like, wow.
Mm.
It does get, though, after 45 minutes, it can be, I can see why your friend said that. And
yeah.
I actually liked the pacing of the show. And also the kid that you were torturing, Cole, in the audience.
Cole.
That he sometimes finds someone in the audience who is just a gold mine.
Did he just appear? I mean, I didn't hear anyone talk to him in the first two acts that were on. I didn't hear anyone refer to him at all. And then I just, this tattooed, gorgeous young guy, taller than me in the front row of his parents. It was hilarious.
And taller
than
you.
I know. And I love it when guys are taller than me.
Wow.
6'3".
And you married Edson.
Whatever. Yeah. A short, yeah. Anyway, angry barista who'll be here in 2 days and the party's over. Anyway, but
I know you've been so fun lately.
Yeah, I've been really fun. Yeah.
He's going to travel anyway, even though the coronavirus and all the warnings, he's going to travel.
I've had so many friends lose work because of this coronavirus.
Yeah.
You guys, come on. It's a flu. What's the big deal? It's a flu. What? What? You're being quiet about it right now.
No,
what?
I just, you know, I agree with you.
I know.
I mean, I'm trying not to panic. But
well,
I
agree with
portfolio,
you, except please don't bring Edson
know,
in
too.
Because we don't want what he's bringing from the airport.
Who?
In here.
Oh.
Your husband.
He has to be quarantined at your
for 2 weeks.
All right. All right.
For two
okay.
Weeks.
He might have a little dog with him.
That's too
he
bad.
He might have a little
that
dog.
Doesn't.
All right. The dog doesn't make it better.
Nope.
Oh, okay.
Makes it worse, actually.
No.
Yep.
Look, he's younger than both of you. I'm sure he'll be. I'm worried about you guys, the older
you
people.
Be.
People
I,
are
I,
right.
Old people are
in this little room.
Really?
Well, I don't know. You have kids, little kids that get viruses and stuff. What about you?
Yeah, I'm very worried about
barely
bringing
survived
that home.
The flu 2 weeks ago.
I wouldn't
ago.
Want them
really?
To get this.
Really? Yeah.
Absolutely not.
But it's just a flu,
and
right?
And we have to, well, no.
Well, it's
not
a flu
just
with a scary
a flu.
Name.
It's a flu with a scam. What is it?
Scary
it,
name.
Oh, scary name. What, Corona. But I used to love Corona.
It's more serious than the flu.
Oh, right. Is it?
Yes.
It's because they can't identify. Okay. Oh, it's because we don't have an immunity against it yet. Is that
right.
Why?
The death rate is higher, too.
A little bit higher.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well,
and it's spreading really fast.
Oh, right. So,
but it's, you know, just don't bring him in.
But you're a germphobe. Anyway,
yes, total germaphobe.
Are
yes.
you washing your hands all like every 5 minutes?
Yeah, as often as I can. But you know, I mean, I just really don't want. I just had the flu. I really don't want to get this.
But the flu made you skinny.
It
you
did. It did help.
So,
yeah,
I was already
trimming
so close
down,
to his, to
and
his
then I brought
weight.
It. Yeah, it's
oh,
incredible.
Man. Well, yeah, maybe this is the thing. I don't know. I don't really worry about it. Maybe I should. I don't know. I've been doing a lot of events with groups of people.
Have you? Like, what do you mean?
You know. Getting to know
bar
you,
hopping,
stuff like, you know,
and
whatever.
Stuff like
yeah,
that.
With my friends, going out, hanging out and stuff. Whatever. What? It's been
nothing.
Fun.
I thought you were talking about your comedy shows, but then I realized, oh, the dark side. Right?
Yeah, no, we've been doing all that. That just going out. I went to a friend's house, and then we went out to a club the other night in the East Bay. That was fun, right? Shirts off, guys. Right. That's why I've been trimming. I had to trim the. I had to pluck the gray hairs out of my chest for that night. But anyway, that was.
You're shaved.
Plucked. I don't
you
shave.
You pluck your chest?
The gray hairs out.
Just the gray. So you leave the rest.
Of course.
Do you clip it down?
Or I trim it down a little bit, and then I yank those gay hairs. It's
the gay hairs. You yank
yeah,
the gay hairs
I got to yank
out.
The gay hairs out. Yeah, a little gay gray hairs. I got to get them out. The chest is tough, but the other part, ooh, and yank, those are tough to yank out. Those, you know the ones I mean, sir. You probably get a couple of gray ones down there.
By the way, did you really offer to do the show on FaceTime naked?
Yeah.
You were going to do that?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
All right. Well, you should do that next time.
Really?
Yeah, we're going to put it on.
You know, a lot of people watch your thing that you do, your little video.
Yeah, we do know that.
That's why I comb my hair today, because a woman told me at the show the other night that they watch it. And that, but you don't with the...
Yeah, I just don't care.
Really?
It's hard
we're
for me. I try to care.
Yeah, but you're okay with a guy. They don't really expect... But with a woman, and they want like a little mascara, maybe some lipstick. You look nice the other night. Your hair looked good. Your hair looks good now.
I did my hair, and then I looked in the mirror, and I go, that's good enough. Like, I can't put makeup on.
But
I
you can't in the car
it.
On the way there while no. John's driving, no?
No. I just it just feels like I'm all made up all night.
Did the boys have fun?
They did. They loved it.
Okay.
They did. They had a very good time, and they were chatting about you the whole way home, how funny you are and how brave you are and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, yeah. Brave.
Well, you know, I'm out
and
there.
Skinny.
Oh, thank you. That's all I wanted to hear.
Yeah. Mm. Good looking.
Oh,
and they
come
were like,
on.
Is Edson coming or what?
Yeah, I see right. every time.
They love Edson.
I know.
Well, he's like a child.
I know.
So they get along with him great.
I know.
He's always like, Sean, do you have any pot?
Every so often, I get an email for a new school book he's bought. That's my baby.
Oh,
I know. He's growing
adorable.
Up. I know. Yeah.
All right. I'm going to do some trash. You want to sit in
and give
your thoughts?
Do
because, and the reason I want to do this mainly is because Tom Brady, greatest of all time. As you know, he'll be a free agent on March 18th.
Oh.
And any teams interested in him can contact his
agent
on March
16th. I know a team that would
March
like to
16th.
Meet him.
Oh, really?
He's got
what team?
A couple hours. The
you guys have a special name?
The Powerhouse team.
Oh, the Powerhouse team.
The Powerhouse?
That's where I plucked my great chest.
Oh, you went to Powerhouse.
Yeah, Powerhouse. Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Hey.
Well, tell him to come on in. You'll trim them all up. Yeah. And
does he smoke cigars by any chance? Because there's a cigar
probably.
Smoking area.
Doesn't
there.
It seem like he would?
Okay, yeah.
Oh,
perfect.
You're so flirty.
I love
Look
that Tom.
At you go.
I love Tom Brady.
So Tom Brady.
Cigar smoking. Get out of here.
Future is hanging in the balance, has made this announcement. He is going Hollywood. He started a production company.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you something. You're goofing around right now
I'm
with
not,
this announcement. But I understand what you're saying. I saw that too. But there is a good possibility he ends up with the L.A. Chargers.
They're saying
in
that,
part because of this announcement.
Right. They say it gives the Raiders and the Chargers hope
mm-hmm.
that he was like, you'll be settled out here in
right?
the old Hollywood. Yeah, I mean, it makes New England seem less likely. He is saying it's going to be called 199 Productions. Can you guess why?
It's got to be about the wife. Something about the wife.
It's not. It's the freaking chip that he's had on his shoulder his whole career.
Oh, is that his draft number?
Yes.
He was the 199th draft choice?
He was picked 199th in his year. It's not great for considering especially
how
he turned out.
All
oh,
right.
yes.
Yeah, yeah,
and
that.
Hot.
Yeah, yeah.
Basically, he's... saying, you know, when you are the 199th pick.
So he's won a bunch of awards. How many awards has he won? What's the award they get?
Super Bowl
the Super Bowl trophy.
How many trophies has he won?
Five of those.
I thought he has six of
Maybe
them.
Six.
Wow.
He's been to a lot more
Does
than
he get a ring for everyone?
Six of nine.
Does he get a ring? Does he have six rings?
He does. Well, he has however many he's won.
Like a gangster.
That's
he's
why most
gangsta.
People would say Joe Montana is the greatest of all time because he's been four times and won four times.
Mm.
So
right.
he's 100%.
Yeah.
A friend of mine, Joe Montana.
Joe Montana!
Of course I know Joe. You know that.
No, I don't.
Yes, I've worked with him.
Stop it.
Twice.
On what?
The first paid, like the first TV commercial I ever did was with Joe Montana. I spent 2 days with him in Santa Clara.
As like a little kid walking in the background?
No, I was an adult playing a nerd. In a TV ad, and he threw a football to me for 2 days. I didn't know who he was. I called my friend Jill. I'm like, I'm on the set with this football guy, and she dropped the phone, clunk, and drove down to Santa Clara just to see him from a distance. Then we hung out. He's a not very nice guy.
You hung out?
Well, we did hang out for 2 days. Yeah,
as
he's
in,
very nice.
He was near you when you're eating at Craft Services.
Yeah, exactly. He's very humble about it for 2 days, and he kept throwing a ball at me. I'm like, Joe, stop. We gotta work. Come on, guys. Hey, Joe.
This is the work, kid. You're supposed to try and catch this like a nerd.
Yeah, yeah, I like that. I had plaid trousers and nerdy glasses on. We just walked around a football field.
Can you see if you can find that commercial? What was the commercial for,
It was
please?
For, oh, God.
I need to see Scott Capurro in his major role.
It's a major, if it's Joe Montana, then it's a major commercial.
It was great. It was kind of what kicked me off.
Tell me what it was about.
It was, shoes. It was clothing. It was a clothing brand.
Well, he was an L.A. Gear guy,
That's what it was,
I
L.A.
Think.
Gear.
L.A. Gear.
I wore L.A. Gear stuff for years.
If you can find
I did.
This.
I wore it for years because they used to send it to me because I was in the ad. It was a Super Bowl ad. Was that was a good thing, right?
You were in a Super Bowl ad?
Yeah, it was my first TV commercial.
And you were on screen for, what would you say, like 0.5 seconds? Or how long were you on?
Quite a bit of it. I mean, it was an ad, so, you know, He was on most, obviously, but
right, obviously.
But I was the featured actor in an ad with Joe. That's just how it
featured
was.
Featured actor.
Well, yeah, that's what
in
it's
an
called.
Ad with Joe
Is it LA Gear?
Yeah,
I think he was sponsored by LA Gear for
he
a
was,
minute.
He was. Yeah, I had LA Gear boots. They were brown and orange. They're really cute.
So, what color shirt did you have on?
It was a plaid trousers, green and red trousers, nerdy glasses, and probably a white shirt. I was
There's
meant
a
to
bunch
look...
of LA Gear commercials. I'm trying
to. Well, you're gonna have to go
There's
through.
There's not even an LA Gear anymore at all.
Yeah, it doesn't exist anymore. Yeah. It was a long time ago. He was so.
He
sweet.
Thinks it's a Super Bowl ad.
He seemed large in person, although then I watched a game, one of the football matches, and he compared to everybody else.
Yeah.
He looks like a normal size, but then you meet these guys in person, and they're. Enormous. He's so
wide-shouldered. Well,
wide
they got to be tall enough to see over the line.
Yeah.
Do you know
strong.
What year it was?
It was early. It was like before Doubtfire, like 1993.
Oh. Yeah. Are you sure it wasn't even earlier than that?
Was he still playing in 93?
Yes.
Well, no, was... but I'm thinking in 97 when we met you were in your 30s.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was my first TV ad.
But weren't you a young...
I was 30 when I did it.
Oh, so it would have been 93.
I started late. As an actor in film and TV, I started late. Because I was in L.A. and I hated it, moved up here, and took a while.
You were in your 30s and he's throwing a ball to a 30-year-old
dude? I looked much younger before I got on the road as a comic. I looked younger than my age, and then the road
destroyed
my face.
You're playing a kid at 30?
I wasn't a kid. I was a young, nerdy guy. I was meant to look, I guess. They wanted someone his height. That was it. That's why they hired me. Because we're both 6'2½". We were the same height. Oh. I remember them measuring me in the audition to make sure. So when we looked eye to eye at one another, I was the nerdy one. And then there's
So there's the nerd and the jock.
Yeah, and then there's a street sign they flash. You that says dip because I'm the dippy guy. I'm a dip. It was a good commercial. It was really funny. It was funny. It was a Super Bowl ad, so it was really funny. They used it a lot.
Because I'm the dip.
Yeah.
What'd you get paid for that?
A lot. I mean, to me at the time, I'm sure it was a lot. I'm sure I was like, you're really happy. Really happy. I mean, I didn't know about Super Bowl ads or the Super Bowl or who he was, so it was really great to find all that out. It was really exciting to be involved in something where it's all fresh and new. And then I had my own trailer when I got there. So I called. So that's why I called Julie. I'm like, Julie, come down. I got snacks. I didn't, again, know who Joe was. And she's like, what are you doing? I said, I've got this ad. She's like, with who? I said, Joe Montana. I swear to God, she screamed, dropped the phone, and got in her car.
And like 1 minute later.
Yeah. And I thought, I guess he's popular, I guess.
Turns out.
Oh, my God.
So You're handsome.
In the Bay Area. He was a god.
But I just moved back from L.A. He was so handsome in person, too. Mm-hmm. Like a movie star look. That's why these football players, these quarterbacks should be movie stars. I mean, they look great on camera. Yeah.
Well, he's going to do the first, back to Tom Brady, which is where he started this whole thing. Yeah. He said,
when I was the 199th draft pick in 2000, I knew I needed to work hard every day to prove myself. Launching a production company is no different.
The first thing they're going to do is something called Unseen Football. It's a collaboration effort with Marvel directors Joe and Anthony Russo. They're legit. And some filmmaker named Gautam Chopra, who I believe did his... Remember the Tom versus Time? Or
the what? Facebook
yes.
show that he did?
He was. I think he's the guy behind that. So I don't know what Unseen Football will be about, but good for him. Setting up for the future with his own production company.
He should cast his wife in a couple of roles. She's so beautiful.
Maybe she can't act.
Sarah.
I don't know.
That doesn't matter.
Oh, it doesn't?
Lemon Lips just won an Academy Award. Come on.
Who?
Lemon Lips.
Who's Lemon Lips?
Renee Zellweger. You know. Lemon Lips. Always
pierced. You didn't like... Did you like her?
Did you see that movie?
No. You didn't like it.
It's terrible.
Really?
I mean, I like her,
God,
too.
People loved it.
No, Judy. I mean, respect, right? Love her. But you can't. No. You have to be able to sing, for one thing. I like Renee. I really like her in that Jerry Maguire film. I thought she was great in that. And I liked her in that film with...
Bridget Jones's Diary.
She's great. She's a good comedian. Great in that Meryl Streep movie where Meryl Streep played her mother and she was dying of cancer. It was great.
When is your next movie?
Yeah, when is that?
I know, I shouldn't be criticizing people when I'm on the movies, right?
When is your next movie,
well
I
done,
wonder?
Well done, Vinny. Well done. Touché.
No, I mean, I really want to know.
Yeah.
When is your next movie?
I'd love to make one. I'd love to make a Judy movie. Oh, I want to be Judy.
Hey,
I'm too tall to play Judy.
A texter found Scott's commercial.
Oh, my God.
This is so exciting. Did Jesus send it over?
Did they find the long cut or the short cut?
Because right
there's a long cut.
Oh, this is amazing.
We need the long cut, right?
Oh, 30 seconds.
Did you hear that? Did they find the long cut or the short
there's
cut?
There's a 30 second and then 15.
They didn't even send a valid link.
Oh, come on. Oh, texter.
So you didn't see Judy. You didn't see it?
I didn't see it.
Some of it's great. I love
Judy Garland, yes. But I happen to know that that's not a great story.
Yeah.
You know, because she was real, and then I know what happened to her.
Yeah, on the toilet. Yeah.
It's called a Gear Street hiking commercial from 1991.
1991? God, was it that?
Gear Street hiking?
91? All
right. I can't wait.
Then I was young. I was 27.
Gear Street?
It still doesn't seem like you're playing a kid.
Oh. I'm not a kid. I didn't say kid. I said a nerdy guy.
All right, is this it?
Let's have a look.
I saw the dip sign. Hold on. Put me in mono.
Hold on.
They're showing shoes and signs.
There's no Scott Capurro in that one.
Where's the longer cut? All right.
Did that look like what you guys had done? Yeah, oh, so that's the one.
Yeah, except there's a short version and a longer version.
Oh my goodness.
I don't know.
So you were wearing LA Gear Street hikers?
I wasn't. That's why I'm the nerdy guy. Because I don't have the right clothing on. And all the cool guys have the cool clothing on.
Oh, I got it.
Okay, here we go. Are you one of these dudes?
No, they're the cool guys.
Those are the cool guys.
Cool.
No.
Oh, where's the dip? I'm the dip.
Oh, I saw a dip sign earlier.
All right. You saw Dangerous Curves,
well,
not dip.
It said loose gravel.
Yeah, right.
All right, let's see.
Yeah, I hate to break it to you, but you're not in this commercial.
Oh, there's the dip. I just saw the dip. Yeah, you just went past it.
There's a dip sign in this commercial somewhere.
Joe Montana is the coolest.
He's so nice, too.
There is
there's
dip.
Just oh, my God, there he was!
Was that you?
Hold on.
Was
that you with the glasses on?
Yeah, with the glasses on. Oh, you're unrecognizable.
See? Oh, that was the first commercial we watched and we didn't see you.
Oh, see, that's so cute. I was 28 years old.
That's adorable.
I know.
You actually do look
you
right
really
in each
are
other's
face
eyes.
To face.
Yeah, we were face to face.
And then they look down together at your shoes.
Oh.
They didn't let you establish your nerdiness.
They did a lot of cuts from the same ad.
Out,
and we did spend a lot of time in the football field with me walking away from camera with the football in my arms and stuff. It was really fun.
You got to screen grab that and let's get
Scott Capurro.
Downtown San Mateo.
It actually, in the frozen shot right there, it looks like they're going in for a kiss.
I know.
Look
at my tiny turned up nose.
Okay, seriously.
Okay. Yeah.
You've worked with Robin Williams and Joe Montana.
Uh-huh. And the director of Star Wars.
What did you do to get thrown out of Hollywood? Honestly, I mean, it's like
I wasn't important. No one threw me out. I walked on my own accord. I went on my journey. You know what I should have done was move to L.A. when all this stuff was coming out. Because I was in a bunch of other commercials, Mars Candy and then the Doubtfire show, the stuff.
You need to get a sizzle reel of all that stuff. I would love to see that.
I have one. But I should have...
Put it up on your Instagram.
I should have moved to L.A. because I was dating someone who lived there at the time. And he's like, come down and live with me.
Scott,
I should have done that.
You should have. There's so many things you should have done.
But you know...
And many, many more things you shouldn't have done. So
we all
it's
going to
be on Sarah Vinnie's Facebook page, all right?
Super sweet.
I have a screenshot of Scott Capurro.
Thanks,
and I'll put the link of the video up, too, as well.
I mean, we've all got regrets, right, of things we've done and not done.
Dude, you worked with two of the all-time greats, Joe Montana and Robin Williams.
He made meaningful eye contact with you.
I did, yeah. And we ate. I remember having rolls, those big sweet rolls at the table with him, having coffee and rolls and stuff. I know.
Yeah. Hey, Joe. Okay, we're out of time.
We high fived.
We went 10 minutes late with your so. Congratulations on somehow distracting us into 10 extra minutes.
This weekend I'm in Alameda. If you want to come see me on the 13th on Friday the 13th.
Oh, Friday the 13th.
Yeah,
that's
it'll be
exciting.
Really super fun.
And
last
and
time we were
is
there,
that going to be at Five Brothers
at the Five Sons is tonight, but that's sold out.
Okay.
Alameda is at the local. It's a great little cafe.
All right.
And we're going to try not to have anybody slapped or punched this time like last time. And then
that'd be good.
I'm at the Hearth on Saturday. That's my only San Francisco gig.
And people can go to
at the Hearth.
The Hearth on Geary and 10th. It's a real San Francisco old school bar.
And is that a movie or is that a
The Hearth? It's a pub.
A pub.
Oh,
yeah.
Playing a pub.
Well.
Oh, so you're going to tell jokes.
I'm going to be relentless at that one, I think.
Ah.
Yeah, I think. Yeah,
probably be a shorter set, so you've got to really get them all in there.
Got to squeeze them in.
All right, Scott Capurro, thank you.
But I can squeeze into a small space
amazing.
Here.
Okay.
Thank you, guys.
Great job.
Thank you very much.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.